crazy. Me, I value my life. I will kiss my boy if I had to. When push comes to show, I ain't even lying. Yo, listen.
Content.
No, this is not
content. Content. He's chatting shit. No.
Everything you hear on the pod is entertainment purposes only. If you take it in, that is your own. We're just here to have fun.
Hi, people. Welcome back to another episode on the ECP podcast. If you're new around here, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, press that notification. If you want to see more of our beautiful faces, make sure you check the description below and make sure you follow our Instagram and TikTok. We've got stuff coming out on there soon, so make sure you are interacting on that. But today is the 12th of July.
Woo!
So that means in 2 days' time, England will be against Spain.
Dang.
Hopefully, racism is dead at this point, because I can't lie.
It's not dead at all. No, I can't lie. If we win, we might pause racism for like a week.
A week. What's your prediction against Spain?
Do you know what? I can't lie. I feel like this is a Friday, by the way. I feel like we're going to lose to Spain.
Is it?
I hope that we win, but what, like, England haven't played well the whole entire
time. Okay, just give your score prediction.
It'll be 3-1. 3-1 Spain.
I'm going to say England are going to put up a fight, but England, Spain, come on, bro. The quality of their team, bro. Like, Saka will cook up Cucurella.
Nigga, what is the score prediction?
2-1 Spain.
I say 1-1. 1-1 England win on penalties.
Yeah, safe. You don't know ball, bro.
1-1 England win on penalties. Don't cook me, but I say 1-1 England win on penalties.
You're going to put money on it.
Huh?
Gonna put money.
How much you want? How much are you trying to put money in?
20 sheet. That.
Go 50.
20 sheet. That.
20.
50.
20. Small boy stuff.
So £50.
Hey, bear in mind, we're going on holiday on Tuesday.
Cool. So £50, yeah.
Oh, cool. 50 that, bar. Yeah.
Okay, 50. That England will lose.
50. England will win.
Checking okay. It right now.
Yeah.
On the pod.
I'm getting my money, bro. We'll stitch this.
Of course.
So none.
You know that Stephen A. Me, where it's like it was screaming out of this in the shop.
But you want to bet? You want to bet as well?
I said Spain will lose.
Yeah, but we can make it. Like, I'm trying to make money at this point.
Trying to make money.
Yeah, trying to run money out of niggas.
Make money, man.
Really?
Nah, I'm playing. But anyway, hopefully England wins. That I reckon if England wins, I'll be like best highlight.
You know what's crazy though? If England wins, like the vibes in the UK will be so good
for like a week.
Not for like a week.
Guys will be what? Not racist for
bro,
a week
we haven't
after
won
that.
This, we haven't won this since years. Like,
what year did we win the last one?
I don't know. Probably like in the 90s.
90s?
Was it not in the 90s?
66, bro.
Bro, come on now. How'd you not know that?
Yeah,
Bobby,
it was 1966.
What's that guy say? Bobby what?
Huh?
Do you remember? Bobby
Dresner.
Jesus. Yeah, love. Good job, man.
Bobby Charm, hey, bro.
I don't know anything about football, man.
Yeah, I can't.
Oh, what's that? We asked him. Okay, cool. I was going to test your ball knowledge quickly.
Bro.
Just quick.
Okay, cool.
What? Nah, who can I use? What team did Saka play before Arsenal?
How am I supposed to know that?
Bro. You don't know that?
Wait, what is it?
I know it.
I don't know it. I'd need the feel. What is it?
Nah, like, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
What team did he play for before Arsenal?
Yes.
Arsenal Academy.
Facts.
Are you being serious?
Oh my, he's an Arsenal. Why is he creeping me up for?
Wait, are you serious?
I'm like, he has an Arsenal products, bro.
Come on now.
He's been on Arsenal his whole life. Why do you think we call him Starboy, bro?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, but that's what I say. Like, I didn't know what team he played for. Like,
all right, cool. This one's an easy one. Bro, you have to get this right. What was the second team Messi went to after leaving Barcelona?
Bro, after leaving Barcelona, Messi went to PSG.
Okay.
And then from PSG, Messi went to, is he Atlanta? No, it's not Atlanta. Inter Miami, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah,
my bad.
Inter Miami.
What was the first team? I don't know how I'm christening with this.
Yeah.
What was the first team that Ronaldo played for? That's the last one. First team he ever played for?
Manchester United. It wasn't Real Madrid, was it? I think it was Manchester.
You don't know ball, my brother.
Actually, no, it must have been Real Madrid to Manchester. No, it was Manchester United.
Right.
You never played in any.
I'm not lying, am I?
Anyway, cool. Back to the pod.
Literally.
I feel like if we do win, it might be the highlight of summer.
Definitely.
Like, taken away from us flying out and stuff, like, bro, summer's been too meaty. Like,
it's been our
bro. If England win, that might be the only thing that's happened that's interesting in this country.
I actually thought, like, this summer was going to have a lot of, like.
What else has happened in this country that's actually good? Like, what?
Nothing.
HMP girl.
That's
about it.
Conservatives lost a seat election.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about politics. Literally.
We're fucked regardless.
Yeah, no, literally. So at least if...
These are your future
what?
Your future people, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm not going to lie to you, bro. I care a lot more.
Like, I don't care about politics. Yeah. But I don't want to go down that route, but...
I care a lot more about Saka scoring a screamer than flipping... Kier Starmer, I don't care, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
Nah, that's
kill
insane,
me innit, bro.
I'm gonna get cooked.
Well, fuck you the way innit, like. I'm glad Labour's here.
Labour win, we get cooked. Saka doesn't score, we're cooked. Yeah. So either way, we're cooked.
But Saka, if you're watching this, like, score for us. Score just, bro. Any, I can't lie here. If I'm the black players, are you gonna see that penalty? If it
of
does come after penalties, are you gonna?
Of course. But I don't like how like the media is making it. Media is making it look like this is like a redemption arc for Saka because of like last Euros where.
It basically is.
I don't think he has anything to redeem himself.
No, but you can't blame them for like marketing it that way. Like that's gonna get clicks.
But marketing on a guy's downfall is criminal, bro.
And you might want to watch that shit at a pub. Impossible.
Why?
Impossible.
Bro, I'm telling these man, I'm like, let's go to... By the way, we're filming this like 2 days before the finals. So I'm telling this man, like, let's go to the pub. Let's go watch it. Like, let's experience the vibe. These men are saying, no, this is da-da-da. Like, bro, why people are not that bad? Like,
swear down.
Bro, they're not.
Do you remember what happened last year? Bro. Last time, I should say.
Louder.
Well, like, those are the ones that sit inside.
You know when I watched the Euros... The last Euros that there was, yeah, 21. When these men all missed their penalties. I remember I was cycling home. I don't know how old I must have been, like, whatever. I was cycling home. Someone called me a... Yeah. Someone called me a... Can I say the word? You're bleep, innit?
Yeah.
Someone called me a nigga. As I was cycling, they just drove past me and said, nigga. Bro, it's peak, bro.
That's crazy.
It's not Gara. It's not, like, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, I'm not going to no pub. That's life, bro.
But now I'm praying for England, yeah, man. Like, in as much as we always say...
I'm not even praying for
like,
England. I'm just praying for... Yeah, I am.
Bro, like, it's at the end that, of the day, bro. We live in a country, man. Like,
we're praying for you,
support.
Bro.
We've got to show support, man. Me, I bleed green anyways. Like, Nigeria's where it's at, but, you know.
And how many...
Don't worry about it, bro.
Don't worry. Let me even take
it. Drippy, we make good music. That's all that matters. You
might make good music, are you sure? Have you listened to Rema's new album?
Rema's new album was serious. Have you listened to it? You haven't?
That rock star shit, bro.
Bro, Rema's new album.
Shout out
Rema,
though.
Nigerian Carti.
Nah, he's cooking, though. He's been cooking. Like, I don't know. He's, bro, he has this, like, easy to change. Like, he can adapt so easily to, like, fit the current trend. Like, he's him.
Yeah, glaze.
He's him. But no, glaze. It's not even glaze, though. Like,
pure
you gotta show
glaze.
Respect to his
gluttony.
Respect.
How greedy.
That's crazy.
How much more do you want of him?
That's crazy.
Bloody all in your mouth, bro.
You give a nigga their flowers.
He's him.
He's him.
You said that in real life.
He is him.
Is that actually something part of your vocabulary? He's him.
No, that's not part of my vocabulary, but he.
So why have you said it today?
Because that the name of the album is He Is. So he is him. Am I tripping? Like, what?
Yeah, love. I hear
Nah, that's insane, bro.
Rema's
album was beautiful. It was amazing. Like, it's good to see a very good body of work put together and structured so perfectly to, you know, fit the aesthetic, like, fit the ears. Like, you know when you listen to good music, like, that's good music right there. You feel me? Don't tell me to wipe anything because I know that you guys...
It's as well, bro. I hear it. Asha Kes still on top. Please release an album. That's something that's pissing me off as well. We're this far into 2024, not album from Asha Kes. All I've got is a Central C. The song was okay.
The song was good.
It was okay,
but
I just want a solo album.
No, kind of that song was ass.
Come on, bro.
I'm sorry.
Damn.
I'm sorry. Tired. Asha Kes, like, you drop bangers. Central C, you drop bangers, even though I don't really listen to your music like that. That song was... That is a collaboration that should have never, ever...
You reckon?
He's doing too much. That's doing too much. It was a very good...
Does Asha Kes and Shady Poppy have a song?
Nah.
No, probably
they don't. They don't have a song yet, but he decided to go with Central C first.
Has a song coming out with Travis Scott.
Asha Kes?
Yeah.
Same. How the hell's that going to work? Fiend.
Nah, he has a song. Shady Poppy was with Travis Scott, like, last night.
Yeah, I've seen it still.
It's crazy, man.
What do you think about all these, like, collaborations? I feel like Afrobeats is taking up.
Bro, Afrobeats is international, bro. This is a thing that I say that people don't understand. Like, we used to pray for times like this, for real. Like,
I think we have.
You think we have what?
It's been about, though. It was just very quiet.
Niggas are now using Afrobeats to, like, boost their own career.
Before Afrobeat, because obviously it was a thing between, like, dancehall and Afrobeats, innit?
Mm.
But, like, from, like, 2017, Afrobeats was clearly on top. But Americans weren't taking it in like that, you get what I'm saying? But, like, now, it's like these Americans, these Brits, like, they want to collab with that, like, Nigerian artist, bro. And it's very good to see, like, straight to the world, man. Nigerian to the world.
Tyler sort of helped with that as well.
Huh?
All of them helped, bro.
Yeah, but I'm saying, well, do you think Tyler helped with that as well?
All of them.
Nah, I mean, yeah, of course.
Any African artist.
Before her would have been other people like the Burna Boys, the Davidos, the Wizkid. Yeah. So obviously, Wizkid had that song, One Dance of Drake.
All of these, man.
Burna Boy did Ed Sheeran, Stormzy collab, like,
even Central C and Ashaker, like, bro, all of these men are put it on the map. From the time that artists are using Afrobeats artists to, like, raise their clout, Afrobeats is clear.
It's crazy, bro. It's clear, so clear.
And I still don't like I'm a Piano all this time.
You don't like I'm a Piano?
Nah, I'm lying at you, still. I do.
You're
not I'm a Piano?
Nah, you might know.
That's calm, bro. One day you'll grow up.
I like that I'm a Piano a bit. They're my Piano babes, though. See, like, Tandeka just shaking.
See, that's all you know. We're talking about music, you're bringing up Nyash.
No.
Like, bro.
Don't touch me. You know what's funny, right? We were in back of my crib when we were watching the Netherlands-England game. And before the game started, this guy was saying, ah, you know what? I'm not going to do anything with Lost anymore. This and that. I want to change.
That's mad.
Every conversation I have with this guy, it will somehow just revert to being Nyash or something like that.
That's not true, bro. These men are talking like, that's not true. Like,
right. I didn't say that.
I did.
But someone said it, innit?
What? It's not. Really hey, exactly. Now, see, these men are acting like, today, you man were literally like,
oh, wait.
Exactly what, though.
Next question. Next question.
But now, bro, guys.
Let's talk about Love Island, though. Oh, my gosh. Like, again, this is filmed on a Friday, so I don't know what's happening by the time this comes out, but bro, Mimi needs to come home, bro.
Why are there so many girls that are
Mimi,
like,
no, brush that topic right now. It's not even about Mimi needs to come. Let me, bro, Mimi needs to come home. She needs to come home.
To
me. Well, I'm here anyways, isn't it? I'm here, but like, listen, bro. Nah, you man, no fucking with that. Yeah, you know, cool camera just on me, but Mimi, the way this might be what top three best looking girls in Love Island history.
Cap.
And she's getting, who's better looking than Mimi?
Cap, she's not top three. She's not top three. She's genuinely not top three. Not in my books.
Who's top three then?
I rarely ever watch it,
but she's not top three.
She's not top three in my books. Like,
self-hate, brother.
How is that self-hate?
I'm kidding.
It's not self-hate. Kidding, she's just not top three. She's very good looking.
Mimi's not top three in Love Island history. No, you think she's stopping in the villa right now?
Of course.
Okay, I'm just making sure. I have to test him. Anyway, bro, I don't know.
Have you been watching the season?
I watched three episodes. The second episode, the recoupling after Casa Amor, and
that was a good episode. Shout out.
That's one of them. But shout I didn't really keep up to it. I feel like Love Island is for jobless people nowadays.
No, not
even trying to violate. Like, bro. It's for jobless people. Like, you man don't have a job watching Love Island.
How is that?
Like, imagine waiting at 9 p.m. to watch Love Island. Like, how sad could you?
Don't you wait every week to watch The Boys?
No, I don't.
Cap.
I don't.
Or Power.
I don't wait every week. I binge watch it.
Cap.
Is that no more jobless?
That's no more jobless.
To binge watch?
No, it's not.
You have nothing.
Where's your time?
To do.
So you wait for a whole season.
I set aside time.
And you watch. So you set aside what, 9-10 hours of the day?
Not 9-10 hours. It's only 6 episodes.
You're a liar.
To date, it's 6 episodes.
To date, it's 7 episodes.
Oh, so you even know?
Yeah, brush this guy, bro. Today. Can't lie, you don't know nothing. Love Island this year is shit, anyways. But
it's rubbish. But like, to be honest, I feel like there's a lot of women like Mimi, and it's a very bad trait to have where like. You can see how someone is playing in your face and you still cannot do anything or you don't stand up for yourself.
I mean, it's a TV show.
What do you mean?
So you can never know.
It's basically like the Aya guy is trying to slide back to her now, isn't it? After disrespecting her, after coupling her with another girl, like he's just disregarded her whole feelings. Now she has a man who cares for her, but then she's still entertaining Aya. Like, do you know how crazy that is?
Game is game.
What do you mean game is game?
Bro.
What do you mean game is game?
If that's what she wants to do, that's what she wants
to do. I doubt she's letting my man in.
Yeah,
she is letting my man in.
Sometimes, like, girls can't even cuss her anyways because most girls, like, what?
Dude,
so most girls are still stuck on their ex from year 10. So.
Again, that's why, but this is a bad thing. Like, people should stop running back to their exes, bro. It's crazy. Like, it's crazy.
What do you mean? You man don't do the spin back?
I don't double dip.
You don't spin back.
Buyback clause, bro.
You don't activate buyback clause.
I don't spin back.
PSG sold Shabby. Put him on loan. He came back to PSG.
You don't spin back now.
I'm not jacking that still.
Are you sure?
100%.
You're 100%.
If I make
sure.
One or two phone calls right now.
What do you mean?
I can make one or two phone calls right now.
Do you man go back to your exes?
Look at.
Nah, nah, nah. Do you go back to your exes?
Nah, but like, obviously, like.
What do you mean, nah? Nah, genuine question. I'm genuinely asking, bro.
I don't understand.
On cam.
No, no, no. Because you said you were saying
nah, but like, niggas don't like spinning back. Nah.
Can you elaborate that?
There's nothing wrong with a little.
When you say going back, like, what do you mean?
Like spinning back to your ex, like.
So you broke up, but you like you go back and date again, or like you go back and this.
Yeah, go back and date again. Go back and do whatever. Like, do you man do that?
Don't you dare look at me with disgust on your face, you joker, bro.
Damn.
Well, you don't do that.
You don't do that, no.
Hell no.
I'm belly lying. I'm belly lying. I'm belly lying.
It's not even that. Like,
I'm belly lying.
It don't make no sense, bro.
In fact, let me belly line right now.
I feel like
I'll belly line right now.
It's quite crazy.
I'll belly line right now.
It's quite crazy. I don't know what these men are trying to do, but it's quite crazy to spin back to your ex. Like, personally, I feel 100%.
Are you sure?
It's crazy. People shouldn't be doing that.
Oh, okay.
Learn to let go. Like, there's actually a time to let go.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
I'm dropping dimes to here, by the way. Like, you gotta take it in.
Yeah, really. First, bro. Now you're hard.
This is why he's my mentor, bro. I got you. Oh, this is why you're my mentor, bro.
Don't do that.
Everything I learn from you.
Get off that rhetoric, bro.
You know what?
You know men like Ayo, you and Ayo, you resemble each other.
Bro, this is what I was saying. Like,
Nigerian men, stocks are in the ground. Plummet because of guys like
you.
Let me know if I'm buzzing you. Nah, he's yeah, let me know.
Are you talking? Huh? Is Cody actually talking?
I'm not Nigerian. I can't even.
I kid you not, bro. Like every time, and this was back when I was young. Like every time I ever treated a girl bad, it was because of the advice and follow that I followed from him. I kid you not. Every time I ever dealt badly with a girl was because of this guy. He's my mentor. Before I came out of the womb, he was doing his business.
This guy's even older than me. This guy. You see what guys do, yeah?
Bro.
On camera, they're trying to... Nah. Guys, this is cap. This guy here, you're really... Let me prostrate.
Nah, but you're him though, like...
I'm him.
On a no glazing thing, you're him.
He's calling me him on camera. This is how you talk in real life, yeah? This is content. The content, bro.
Nah, that's crazy,
I can't accept
bro.
That what you're saying is real right
that
now.
That is crazy, bro.
Yeah, my man, bro.
But that was back in the days, like, you know, I don't deal badly with women anymore, like...
I never did in the first place.
Mm, don't. Clear, let's not that. Like, clear what? Oh, nah, these men are not serious today, bro.
Yo, can't lie. There's actually something we need to talk about, though. On a serious note, don't shoot me, innit? I can't. I might have to take off my thing for this because it's serious.
What are you going to say? Am I going to laugh?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I can't lie, yeah. Don't shoot me, innit? But, like, GMs, like, I get that when you catch it up, you got to embarrass them, but stop making them strip.
I'm telling
Look,
you.
You got you do what you want. No, listen, I don't, you know what I'm saying?
Do you know how crazy it is?
I'm just an athlete, but...
Obviously, the context was that those two guys,
they did a mad thing. I get it.
They were saying they wanted to engage with younger women. Like,
no, wow, hold on. But that's not that. In that video, they didn't make him strip, though. In that video, they did something much worse.
It was crazy.
What's worse? That's not worse.
Bro, they put their heads together and said, kiss, tongue deep.
Okay.
How tongue can you deep. Catch your op? Imagine you're the op, yeah, and they're punching up here, yeah, and make him kiss. Huh? Why?
I'd rather strip.
Why are we doing that?
I'd rather strip.
Like, that's crazy,
why,
you know?
Why?
So you'd rather kiss.
No, don't ask me that silly question. I'm not doing it either.
No, be honest.
No, I'm not
really,
asking
really,
that.
Really, you already know my man's ass, no, so
we're
I'm
not,
looking at
we're not,
I can't
look,
lie.
Wait. Let's just, we'll get to that. But let's just really talk about it.
What's this to talk about?
No, bro, that's why diabolical. Why would you catch your up? I feel like. You call your up and you said, yo, kiss.
I feel like the GM industry needs to be restructured. Because it's like, there is no way in hell that you would see your ops and the first thought that comes to your head is, bro, these men should really kiss. These men should go tongue deep. I want to see this. Like,
I can't lie. If that's me, if I get caught, but if I get caught, yeah, and the nigga says, yo, kiss, then stab me. Finish me there.
Bro, it's poking, bro.
Leave me there.
That's crazy. Me, I value my life. Wait, I would kiss my boy if I had to. When push comes to show, I ain't even lying. Yo, listen.
Content.
No, it's not.
Content.
It's not. No, this is not
content. Bro. Content. He's chatting shit.
No. I'm being dead shit, bro.
I'm
being dead.
You're chatting shit,
bro.
I hope you're chatting.
Listen, you would risk.
So if me and you get caught together, and he says,
listen, you would risk getting stabbed.
No.
So what would you do?
You're gonna make me mad, bro.
Put these guys. You know.
Wait, hold on. Let me explain why I say poke me. As a GM, you know what you're getting into being a GM, right? So really and truly,
Are we going to gloss GM. Over the fact that this guy just said?
We're not GMs, though.
Don't touch me after you said that sentence.
But we're not GMs, stop though. Like,
no, what do you mean?
We are not GMs.
I would never get my.
It doesn't matter. Stop touching niggas, bro. Stop touching niggas in your hands, bro.
Yo. No. On a serious thing, yeah. It's like this is a scenario. Yeah, you're not a GM. Yeah, but a GM catches you doing some crazy stuff, and their first thought is like, oh, you need to kiss your boy,
poke me.
or get.
I can never look at you the same.
Finish me, bro.
I can never see you the same, bro.
That day, I would die. Because
for a GM to catch me and not stab me and say to me, kiss your nigga, boy. Bro, that means what I have done is absolutely
on cam.
Diabolical.
On cam. On camera. On camera, bro. You know,
is that worth losing your life over, though?
I will lose my life yesterday for that.
Come on now.
Bro.
Come on now.
Do you know when I saw that video?
Come on now.
The whole of United Kingdom plus South America had videoed that, bro. You know what? You remember the old snaps where it's been recorded? It used to lag because there's so many screen records. That's how many times I saw that video. So that means the whole United Kingdom, Plymouth all the way to Edinburgh, everyone has seen you kiss another guy.
You know, like.
Come on, bro. Poke me.
I kind of like the way you say poke
me.
Yeah,
what like, but let's not get away from you though. Don't get away from you though.
Nah. On a serious note, like,
nah, for real, I can't lie. Sometimes, yeah, stay with me now. Violence is the answer. Just violence, bro. You don't need to make your op strip.
I'm telling you.
You don't need to make them kiss. Just listen.
Just bang him up, bro.
Because like, if you wanna come out, you can come out. Like, in 2024, like, people would actually accept, bro. If there can be a
yo, slow your throat.
No,
slow,
like people, slow, everyone would accept, slow, like you'll be slow. Accepted.
Yeah.
The community. It's the way.
No, but listen,
he's
like.
He's worded.
The black community is even evolving where if you're a black GM and you're, you know, like you can come out freely. No one's gonna abuse you and be like, oh, you're this, you're that. Because at the end of the day, we're all equal in the same eyes. It don't matter about your sexual preference, like, you feel me?
You're kind of cooking, okay, but yeah. I don't know, like...
The landing is like this,
but you're getting somewhere. Anyway, long story short, I'm just an athlete. Don't take my word for it. Me, I should never get caught. Me, if you catch me and you try to make me kiss my boy, me, I'm done right there.
You know the red balloon?
That's insane, bro.
Then.
That is so insane. Wow.
I know you're kidding about that lips thing.
Everyone's each
and you know if me and you get caught together and you try lips me to get out of it, I'm going to poke you with the GMs.
I mean, as long as they see that I tried and you didn't want it, they could get you. They could let me go. Like,
no, you know what I'm saying? No, this nigga's not real.
No,
yo, you're undercover. I've clocked you today, nah, bro.
That's
what do you mean I tried?
Nah,
what are you gonna do? You're gonna go. He doesn't want to
do it. Poke him.
Of course. Of course, that's exactly what I mean.
But you know what he said? And they'll let me go free.
They'll let me go free.
That's how it works, isn't it? So I sacrifice my boy and I go
so
free.
So will you be proud of you? You're going to get home that day. Oh, imagine I got away from the gyms. How?
I let my boy die.
But you didn't want to...
What are you going to say?
But he didn't... I'll say he didn't want to do it. Bro, do you not think?
You're
do you
sick.
Not think? And
you're sick.
Wait,
listen.
Look at the camera.
Yeah, you're sick.
Bro, mess, leave the camera right now, yeah. But do you not think, like, and this is a pause, but do you not think, like, the way our relationship is, the way our friendship is, it will get to a point that if we were ever in that situation, it would not even be awkward to actually do that. Just based on the fact, listen.
I bang you in your face?
I'll actually join this.
What did you just say on camera?
Bro.
No, what do you mean by that?
Nah, don't worry.
Explain yourself.
They don't
want
to understand. They actually don't want to understand.
Do you know what made it worse? It's the fact that the girl was there just laughing, bro.
Yeah.
Wait.
Imagine just hearing the girl just laughing.
No, what do you mean by that?
You know, like if I can't even do anything against those GMs, like I would have to spark the girl in the face.
She
like,
was.
Because you know,
at least I'm good at.
She was. You see the way she was laughing.
Laughing, bro.
Wait.
Like, you know, certain man can't even grow their hair. My man not even be able to grow his hair. Cut his hair.
That's insane.
Guys, we're moving away from... What do you mean our relationship, we could
no,
do
I said,
that?
No, I said our friend relationship, friendship. You understand what I was saying? But
I'll
saying
link
like,
you after that.
Swear.
I don't know if I can look at you the same, bro.
No. This is content, guys.
You can't look at me the same for trying to save both of our lives.
You're trying to save my life. I'm starting to feel like you just want to do it.
No, pause. Like, yeah. Guys, in
what
case you're ever wondering
that. What are you getting at, bro?
No, on a G10, like, let's be for real.
Okay, goodbye.
Crazy.
Goodness let's gracious me, bro.
Crazy.
Even then, oh, back to Love Island. I was going to say, yeah.
Wait, what the hell?
Because I can't even talk about that one no more. But no, back to Love Island. I was going to say, bro, one thing that's kind of peak about the show, like, I don't watch it too tough. But if I'm Ayo, don't go on social media, bro.
He's getting cooked.
He should delete social media for 5 years. Have you seen his comments?
Bro.
You see the word these girls get invested, like they hate this
you
guy.
You know what
bro.
It is? You know what?
Don't get me wrong, he jammed, but.
He didn't jam, bro. Ooh. Should I say why?
He didn't jam.
He didn't jam because there will always be women who will still want him.
Nice, bro.
Even more.
Nice, that bro. Is not a win.
Number one. No, number no, one. Wait. Number one.
That cannot
number
be a win
two,
in life.
Number two. The reason why I say it's not that deep what I is doing, because really and truly, what he did, certain men are doing it off camera. So it really and truly.
Yeah,
that's
certain men are doing time, but it's the
bro.
Fact that it's caught on camera. Like
it's caught on camera. You have to think
that makes it diabolical.
But what's worse? Him doing what he did and Mimi still taking him back because what? Mimi was just get shade. Oh, she's a girl, this or that, the third, bro. Because really and truly, if she took him back, who is worse? Him or Mimi?
Him.
He's worse.
He's the one that did the dirt.
And she went back to him.
Okay,
she does it, but.
But he's worse. Like that. That does not disprove. Like.
So what did he do wrong? Obviously, I didn't watch it. But
me personally, from what I saw, again, I'm not judging because it's only a TV show, innit? It's a TV show. I don't know the person, but this guy, he had two of what I think are the best looking girls that ever been on the show.
She's the one that left, innit?
The Uma girl, innit? He had both of them.
That's another stupid girl as well.
Yo,
that bro.
No, deadass. No, it's not like let's call a spade a spade.
Well, let me finish what you said and then go to your.
Yeah, that's enough to say. I was gonna say. Obviously, he had Uma, he had Mimi. He then, what?
He was with Mimi.
Then he got with Uma, got with Mimi, or Uma really left the situation. Then he had Mimi for a bit, went Casa, got another thing. Obviously, said he's two lines. I like the way this is going still. Came back with the girl, or like had the girl, whatever. Then lost Mimi again. I was trying to get back. Like, bro, he's cooked, he's finished. Like, he's finished.
He's finished, bro.
He's not finished.
He doesn't always head that.
Me personally, I feel like that's the thing about them type of shows. If you go in them type of shows,
No, but goodbye. Regardless, you're going to get hate regardless, bro.
I don't think, you'll get hate.
Yeah, but you can also be sensible to ensure that some things cannot be taken out of proportion. Because again, Love Island is probably just showing like 20% of what the actual thing that goes on in there.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And they will paint him in a bad light. They don't care as long as it's getting views.
If you get seen by the whole nation as a player, you're finished, bro. All these Facebook moms, they're not going to... You're not getting taken in again, bro. I can't lie. I'm not going to lie. Again, shout out Ayo, but bro...
Yeah, but when he comes
delete Instagram, delete all...
Even then, bro,
capitalize on his thing, bro.
Let's be real. No, wait. Let's leave Ayo, let's talk about Uma.
What about Lengo? Leng drop.
Yeah, she was like a PLT model apparently or something like that.
Yeah, she is though.
Leng drop with no common sense though.
But she was in love, bro.
Love is blind. There's a whole show about
bro.
That.
What do you want her to do? Like,
no, but like guys, like, do you not see like for me, there's certain times where I see a girl that let's say a girl that I'm talking to, I see her say something, and then I just know from then like you either don't respect me or you're just dumb. And take it to the fact of what the guy that she was dating, I think is his name Will?
Yeah.
Or whatever. This guy was acting up in front of the man them.
Yeah, I can't.
You know when like, you know when you see like a guy try to please the boys like around? He was doing that. And he said, he was basically saying, oh, I did what I did. Like, you get what I'm saying? Whatever.
Yeah.
He disrespected her in that moment. Comes to the time, he gets dumped out of the villa and then suddenly she's leaving, she's crying. For a guy that just disrespected you like 2 days before.
She loves him, innit?
Love is love, bro.
Love is love, my guy.
You know. Some people, you know, some women will go to the extent to kill every man
bro.
For one guy, bro.
This is why the whole divorce rates and everything is just crazy. Like,
give me my way.
Camera's fucked.
What you doing?
No, man, I was taking a picture of something.
That's crazy.
We need to cut that part out.
Why?
Because it was making a noise.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, go on.
Yeah. Continue.
This is why the divorce rate is high.
Wait. Concerned about what?
You said this is why the divorce rate is high, bro.
Yeah, like this is really how the divorce rate is high. Nah, like, bro.
I think divorce rate is high because people realize they don't want to be married. They just like the idea of a wedding.
Oh my days.
I don't think so. 100%. I think divorce rate is high because we live in a world with social media. Like, bro, there's not one time you can score on social media and not see Nyash. That cannot be good for your mind, bro.
No.
Yeah, like
literally.
Deep it before you what? Our ancestors, what you find one girl that's like an 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10. That might be the most beautiful girl you might see. You bag her, you're content.
Okay.
You can go on socials now, Everyone knows this. Well, go on TikTok. You're gonna find like 5 girls that's your type in the space of 5 minutes.
Okay.
So how are you as a person meant to be content with one person when there's a facade of so many options in the world?
You did not help your situation there.
Am I lying?
You just sound like you're just not faithful. Really, nah, I'm actually being serious. So
yeah, I
feel
like you kind of got you there.
Nah,
kind of.
You actually sound like
you
kind of
got you there still.
I can be faithful. I'm just saying.
No, like, I know you can be. Like, I know you're on a boy-to-boy level. You can be faithful, but the way you're saying that seems like you can't be faithful.
I'm just explaining the reason why some man or some people. Yo, I'm getting.
Yeah, stop, bro. No, because look, I'm hearing you, but what I'm saying is, bro. I'm hearing you, but my issue is, cool. You see, people, like, when I see, like, social media nowadays, like, I get you will see a Bedina, like, every, like, 10 scrolls, understandable, but it's, like, cool. Really and truly, it's you're going off based of lust now, do you know what I mean? Like, when people, like, when we were still talking with him, he said, oh, like, this celebrity girl, she's bad, this and that. He's like, but he's trying to stay away from lust. It's like, you having a crush is literally lust. Mm-hmm. Because, like, for example, a crush is someone you're just talking to or someone you don't even know, just like their appearance. That's lust. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. With a lot of people, now that you're getting married, it's such a whole commitment. And I don't feel like people are actually ready to have that whole loyalty to one person for their lifetime. Do you know what I mean? Because really and truly, everyone's always like, oh, I want to get married.
Yeah.
But it's never that, oh, I want to do this with my partner. Do you know what I mean? I want to do that with my partner. Oh, when I have my wedding, I want to do it here. I want to spend this. I want to spend that. I get this is one day, you know, that you're really like, you know, it's one of your most important days of your life. You getting married. But you can't really say it's the most important day of your life when you're getting married if you're going to get divorced and get married again.
Speaking of that, let me give you a scenario. Yeah? Someone said on Twitter, was saying, I don't know who needs to hear this, but you can break off your engagement. You don't have to be married if you know that it is not right. Even if you have sent out the invite, bought the dress, planned the ceremony, you can walk away.
Exactly.
No.
But now...
Why?
But wait. It doesn't end there.
Okay.
Someone then quoted and said, I broke off my engagement 2 months to the wedding. Whole paid for, popular comedian paid for, part payment for the popular musician paid for, Vera Wang wedding dress paid for, broke things off without thinking of all of that and returned everyone's Asher B money. I was getting married for the wrong reasons and I just couldn't continue. I made one of the best decisions of my life. This was a woman that said that. What's your thoughts?
What, you want me to go first? Because
yeah, go on. Yeah,
nah,
yeah.
That's fucked.
Why?
I hear, no, listen, cool, yeah, she made that decision, but there has to be some type of brain cell in your mind that would make you think before going that far. Realistically, that is why I'm not trying to be like Mr. That's why you should center your relationship around God, because from that moment you'd be using your brain in the first place. Because why? How do you get to the point where you paid for the dress, you invited people, it's 2 months to the wedding, and then you cancel the wedding? I can't lie.
That's what I'm saying. That's impossible. What I'm saying about people like you don't want to get married, just want to have a wedding, because really and truly, I get it's your day that, you know, you're one of the most important days of your life, but I'm thinking about it like, bro, you're meant to be getting married to another person. You're doing this whole spending hundreds of thousands of dollars or pounds or whatever to get married. Really and truly, a marriage should just be one or two people.
But do you not think that's crazy though? Because if you deep it, the man has proposed to her.
Mm.
All these wedding, whatever, he would have invested a lot of money into it. And before you get to an engagement, it's not something that, oh, because she was saying she was getting married for the wrong reasons. But bro, you would have been in a relationship with this guy for a couple of years. For you to then break up. Bro, do you know how embarrassing that is? Don't get me wrong. You can always break up your engagement if the guy is even like, oh, let's say he's a manipulator.
Yeah.
He hits you. Like, you get what I'm saying?
But then again, if you got to that extent, why would you still be with my man?
I mean, some people don't realize it until it's too late, to be honest. They really don't realize.
What, so it's now that you're about to get married, then you realize.
But I feel like she was wrong, and I feel like she was very disrespectful to the guy himself. Because, like, bro, how can you have invested all this time and all that, and then you just break off the engagement once before?
2 months before is crazy.
Because you said you go engaged for you were getting married for the wrong reasons.
What I want if
how does that even happen?
What is the wrong reasons though?
I can understand what a wrong reason would be, but in my mind, it's like. I don't know.
I can't understand what wrong reason.
Because in my mind, it's like you've been with that person before
for
marriage.
The aim is to get married. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
If it was arranged marriage, I hear it.
It wasn't arranged.
Wait, question. You, man, G Ting, though, at this age currently, do you think that you date for marriage? Be honest.
Yeah. As of right now?
You think you date for marriage?
You, man, know I did.
True.
He can say I did.
100%.
What about you? Be real,
it's
bro.
A hit. It's a hit. Okay, cool. It's a hit. It's a bit of a hit and miss, yeah. Because when I did.
Oh, I still do, by the way. I still do, but my previous, I did.
It's a hit or miss for me. Yeah. And the reason why I say that is because when I date, I don't really look into the future in terms of like, how do I put this? I don't really look into the future of like marriage. Like, get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm more about like, okay, cool. These are the qualities of like someone who I'd want to be my wife would possess. You get what I'm saying? Mm. But I don't look at like, I wouldn't say I date for marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You get
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Because I don't think that far ahead as of right now. But I date when I find the qualities of someone I would want to spend the rest of my life with, if that makes sense. Yeah. Like, but that's my, but I don't think I date for marriage.
That's interesting. No, I respect that. I think I'm in between as well. I hear. I mean, the difference is that I feel like I do think that far ahead. Like, I can't lie, bro. It's bad. I can meet a girl. If I click with her, I'll be like, cool.
This is my man. This is the one.
Yeah, this is the one. This is the one.
I think that's why, in the nicest way, I think that's why low-key have messed up with previous girls.
Because you weren't dating for marriage, or you were?
No, because I was dating for marriage, and I just saw every tendency that did what that was good
as
of a wife.
Yeah.
And didn't see some certain red flags. Do you understand?
I think that's why my relationships
So I think that's why some of my relationships went left, because I got blinded by the good tendencies that she had, which is obviously a good thing, but it was like there were some bad things that she was showing. I was like, nah, but she can still do this, she can still do that.
That's interesting.
My mother kind of tendency. So it's like I kind of probably jammed.
I feel like I'm the opposite of that. You see the way you say you see all the good tendencies, and because you're dating for marriage, obviously, you let them good tendencies cloud the bad ones.
Yeah.
I'm the opposite. If I'm dating a girl, because, again, I'm not really, I don't think I'm dating for marriage, but I think about it. If I'm with a girl, bro, and I see, like, one of your bad tendencies, in my mind, I blow it out because I'm like, yo, can I be with this girl for this long and she snores? Or
what?
She...
No, I'm just those are like it's the little things that come.
Little things.
Like, for me, like,
you're going to be with someone for the rest of your life and they snore and you hate that.
For me, like, mine is just like, there are certain times I just don't want to be touched, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, I hate you. You know,
nah,
like,
I
very,
he spoke,
you know,
he spoke
very
about
like
this.
Affectionate people. Like, I'm not very affectionate. Yeah. I'm very like my person. Like, bro, if you're touch, like, if you're touching me when I don't want to be touched, like, it just gets me. It gets me mad. Mm. Like, it gets me so like my energy just switches completely.
I've seen it, bro. I remember,
like, it's crazy.
I was joking with this guy. I must have like grappled him. I was like, you know, like,
Bro, I don't like, I genuinely...
I was like, you're chill. He's not lying towards you. He just hates being touched.
It's crazy, bro. Yeah. But yeah, those type of little things just kind of like, it makes you just rethink, oh, okay, cool, do I want to spend... Because it's the small things that matter at the end of the day, because if the small things can tick you off, then you have to guard against that. You feel me? But I feel like, bro, even in past relationships, like, there's certain things that just happen that you just feel like, oh, yeah, like...
Nah, I hear it, though. Why'd your last relationship end?
Who, me?
Yo, Wallet.
Hey, this guy knows what he's trying to do. This guy actually knows what he's trying to do, bro. He's trying to cook.
Why did your last relationship end?
My last one, I can actually say. The last one ended because, like...
I grabbed you.
Don't ask that question either, bro. We know that
I can't like all of us. You can't even answer that question still.
That answer cannot be said on the internet, bro.
So what? No one's going to answer the question, no?
You know I can't. You know, out of my situation,
I mean,
no,
okay.
I'm lying. I don't want to hear it.
No one wants to hear it, bro.
Next topic, bro.
That's insane, bro. Bro, do you not think how crazy it is that like, majority of the men in our start off strong are just...
Yo,
life.
What, bro? I'm telling you, sometimes I just deep. I just.
Do you see yourself getting married before 30?
You know what?
By force.
Like, be realistic. Be realistic.
I do see myself getting married before 30, but there's no but. I do. I'm not going to lie. I feel like everything I kind of work up the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Those girls from my past, there's like two in my mind think. You know what I'm saying? And as girls, I feel like the way life is, there is definitely, in the space that I put myself in as well, and the person I am, I will meet girls. You know what I'm saying? So I don't believe that I won't. I just feel like it's more about timing. If I get to 25 and I get in a relationship, bro, that girl, that's going
to
be my wife.
Yeah, I feel like there's a certain age where you kind of need to stop partying and actually like,
be a homebody and actually settle down.
There's nothing really wrong with partying.
I don't party, but I hear what you mean, though.
But what? So you think it's...
No, but obviously, there's nothing really, because a party could be anything. Like, you get what I'm saying?
No, I can't lie.
You know what I mean? Like,
I saw a clip on TikTok, and it was like these group of men saying how one of their friends here, who's married now, said to them that he's no better than them. He just doesn't go out. And apparently, that's like... Not going out is the way to keep your relationship intact. Apparently, I don't believe that, because I feel like, bro, you can go out and have.
It does make sense.
I hear it to a certain extent. It does, bro, make again, sense. You see the situation how you're saying
it really
about.
Does make sense.
You could go out and you can see five, you know.
But that's socials.
Yeah, no, I know, but in person. Oh my days. Bro, we went to a day party last year.
Yeah.
On a G thing, it was me, him, and Josh. I'm pretty sure I saw my type at least 15 times, bro.
In a day party, bro. You know what's crazy? There's this thing where for some people, and this is just what I've noticed.
This day party was passed, by the way, before I get.
But like, for some people,
that's a clarifier.
There's things where when you go to a party with, let's say you're in a relationship, you go to a party with your guys, all of them are single and all that, and like, you just start to see people just like, they're just striking, and then you realize that you used to want me.
You know that you start putting it on the beat,
bro. You start tying up laces.
I'm telling you, it's like you're on bench. Waiting to come out, and you know that you can score goals.
Open the gate, close the gate. It's like
Russell Westbrook coming off the bench. And like, that's how you know what? Yeah. Don't disrespect me. Exactly. I don't want a bench, but I can really come on. Exactly. I can really come on and drop triple.
And you know one time,
bro,
that you might just be chilling. You're seeing your guy strike, and then you just see that one girl that just comes back to you like, oh, look at all your boys. Look at you just standing here on your ones. And then you're like, nigga. You don't even know who I am.
No, literally, bro.
You don't even know who I am.
I'm choosing to be out again.
I hear it, but I feel like, I can definitely go out and not strike. But more time, to be fair, in our group here, who do you think is like the most likely to, when they get in a relationship, they just ghost the man them?
When you say our group?
Us three right now.
Oh. Ghost the man
I can't, I feel like it'd be me.
It'd probably be
you. Yeah, I feel like it'd be. Because me, to be honest, like, I'm a person where like, I need that balance. I cannot just chill with my girl for like.
I can.
Nah, I can't.
No. I have to see. This is what I'm saying with like with certain people. They don't. They lose themselves after they get in a relationship or a marriage. Like for example, my past girl, she knew that when Arsenal was on, don't even bother even breathing down my neck, bro. Don't even talk to me. Like, I didn't miss a single Arsenal game last season, bro.
That sounded very like...
Yeah, very...
Very like... What do you domestic mean, bro? Violence-ish.
What do you
that's
mean?
That's a nuts.
No, but no, like, I'm just no, but, like, about,
I'm saying, like,
football.
Because football is my... Like, football's life, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, before and after a girl, football always been my life. So it's like, I need her to still respect that, I want to have time for myself. Because me having time of myself is like, I'm still be able to have time for you as well. But it's like, I don't want to lose myself because I've lost myself in a relationship. And I feel like certain men do that. I get you're a homebody now because obviously you're a missus. But don't forget about the man then. Like, actually.
Okay, another question. Why are you still single? Let's really get into it. Let's just expose the tea, like.
No, why I no, no the thing single? Is, I.
Answer.
Start with him.
Start with you.
We want to start with me.
I'm actually happy we don't have alcohol.
I'm the one person who should not ask this question. But
why do you think you're still single?
Why do I think I'm still single? couple things. It's actually a couple things.
I know. He's gonna say generic answers.
Yeah.
Nah. Okay. Let me be real.
It's a safe space.
Let me be real.
No one's judging.
Obviously, water down. But let me be real. I feel like I'm still single just because sometimes I have this like. First thing is a space thing. Like I'm very big on the space thing, and I tend to feel, I don't know, maybe it's just the way I was brought up, but I tend to feel when I'm too close to someone and it's an everyday thing, I tend to feel very like back to the corner, where like I can't really express myself, I can't really do things that I want to do, like just in general, like you get what I'm saying, like I can't really do all those things just because I'm with that this person is here, like I kind of have a responsibility with this person now, and I feel like that's just one of the reasons why. Secondly. I'm really not the type of guy to like.
Be never mind. Can't say
no,
that.
I'm really not the type of guy. Like I shy away from a relationship just because. But one that was before. But why are you guys laughing?
No, we're just listening.
No, I shy away from a relationship just because. How do I? I don't know how to explain it. Like, You get what I'm saying? I genuinely don't know how to explain. Sometimes I could literally ponder upon that one thing that just aches me about the girl that I'm with. Mm. And it just kind of like just creates those doubts in my head. Like, you get what I'm saying? Sometimes it's like, a girl can be too nice and she fits all the boxes, but it's like, you just know she's not for long term, she's not for you. Like,
you can't, bro. That's how it feels. This,
like, she's very nice. She ticks everything. She's cool. She's this. She's like, but she's not for you long term. That's how I be feeling.
Your turn.
I can't go after
no,
that.
No, your turn, bro.
Nah, bro.
We're eating time.
Do you disagree with that?
A little bit.
How? Give me
a
reason.
So a babe is hitting all boxes, but you're like, nah, I can't do that.
There's certain girls that...
Do you not find that a bit weird?
No, there's certain girls that are nice.
Some girls just aren't for you.
They're really cool. Because there's certain girls that are nice, they're really cool and everything. But it's like, if I can't express myself fully with you, you're fine. You haven't done
anything. Oh,
like,
see, well, you like, added that part, though. Oh, yeah, so they're not part, the full box. They're not everything.
You just said
then.
That she's taking everything, but not...
I can't, like, that's
no,
a
no,
you
she's
problem.
She's taking everything, but it's like, you know, like, in long term, you just know that it's not for you because you're...
Wait.
I can't, like, you're on the same
pedestal. You're talking about someone.
Huh?
Are you talking about
something? No, don't say that, bro.
No, deadass, I'm not.
No, he's not. I'm not talking about that.
I'm
not
trying to
diss it.
How's
that
even
a diss?
No, it's not a diss.
It's a
genuine question.
Okay.
No, I'm not talking about, but like, because
you would refer to your last thing to explain why.
Not necessarily. That's not his last thing.
Okay, why are you still single?
I can't ask that question.
Bro, I'm at the game.
Why are you so
involuntarily?
Be honest, we actually gave some honest answers.
All right, cool. The reason I'm still single is just because, in relation to like my emotion, like sometimes I just don't get attached like that. That's all it is. I'm not a person where I need a lot of love in my life, innit? I feel like I have a lot of love in my life, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of friends, good family, you know what I'm saying? So when it comes to like a girl, yeah, she can come in and fill it with love and whatnot, but I don't get attached to that. I feel like love requires a form of attachment. Like,
well, how are you gonna find a wife if you don't?
To be honest, I feel like with me, it's voluntary. Like, I have to let myself get attached to you, but I don't tend to get attached to girls.
Why?
Just because it doesn't.
Bro, I don't know. I feel like it's just how it was, isn't it? Like, I'm not like a lovey-dovey guy. I can be. But it all depends on the circumstance. And it's even worse when I am lovey-dovey and I haven't got attached, because then I'm sending mixed signals. But there's been times where like, I've cared for girls like a lot, but I'll just kind of know currently where I'm at now, it's not the right time. It's selfish to put someone in a relationship when you're not ready.
Another question. Do you guys think you've loved any of your exes, or do you think it was lost? Be real.
I'm not going to say who, but one was lost, one was love.
Yeah.
And when I say that's crazy.
Yo, no pod is crazy.
You
don't have to go into detail, but just explain.
There's no detail, man.
I can go into detail.
No, I don't need to. Don't go into detail.
Don't go into detail.
Actually, let me not do that to myself.
Wait, what about you? Was it love or lost?
It was love.
You said love.
For all your exes?
All of them? Fuck no. Just one.
Bear in mind.
I genuinely don't know. Like, for one, it was definitely love. But for the rest of them...
The rest of them, you know, is crazy. Yeah,
for one, for one, it was definitely
one of them
love.
Had to be lost, bro.
Huh?
One was definitely lost.
Did you say all of them?
No,
I said one of them definitely had to be lost.
I know what the one was.
You don't know what you're cooking with that one.
Was
you were cooking
or me?
Yeah, it's fish. Yeah. I don't know.
But now, like
fish and bread.
But now, like for real, like I feel like one was love. But even then, like this is the thing. The more I get closer to my spirit, the more I realize that love can also be mixed with lust.
No.
Do you not think so?
You haven't, you know what I'm saying? But the thing is, lust is a human thing. Like, you can't fight the flesh, yeah? So lust will come, but you can't allow lust to be a bait. Okay.
So I'm listening to you.
Yeah, sorry. Apologies.
No, I was saying that I hear what you're saying, but I don't think so, because
lust is obviously it's the part of the flesh, innit? Like you can't really escape lust, but you can't mix in lust with love, because love really should be in the absence of lust. Like, for example, love, you should have a, let's say that's where it's like waiting for marriage type stuff. There should not be lust involved in that if you're truly just loving the person.
No, of course. But now, you have to be attracted to someone, no?
Naturally, yeah.
Yeah. But how do you know if it is love or lust if you have to be attracted to someone?
Because sometimes, again, it depends on experience. You have to know, innit? Like, for example, if you fall in love with a girl,
because it'll be different. It'll be different. Like, especially at the start, like, it'll be different from the rest. Mm. Like, from, you get what I'm saying? Like, it'll be different. You find yourself doing things that you never even thought you'd do. Like, you get that, what I'm saying?
Like, I feel like that's how it happened with that one. I like.
Cut. Anyway, we're back.
I can't lie. I'm about to cut what I said, bro. I can't lie. All right, cool. I won't lie to you. There was a segment that was cut out. We really,
no,
really.
No, we're not cutting out the whole segment.
No, not the whole, but like certain parts.
Certain parts. Yeah, I can't cut out my part.
Why the hell would I even talk about?
Why am I talking about stuff like that on the podcast? I'm sorry.
Anyway, boom. Next topic.
Wait, so someone said.
Okay, let me just shut up.
Oh, my bad.
And
my bad.
It's fine.
Someone said they got. Someone said they got a job.
Sorry. No, I continue though.
But someone said they got.
Anyway, so basically, next topic is
No, this wasn't a quick tweet. Just be quick.
Okay, go.
Okay, cool. So someone
stop.
So nah,
bad childish.
But someone said they got a job offer as a real estate agent in London.
Oh yeah, I saw this one.
And the money is nice, but the hours are insane. I don't know what to do. Oh, it's bugging me. And he now said he was about to sign the contract, but now he's not doing this to himself. Almost 70-hour weeks for 50k. It's not worth
How
it.
How old is he?
21.
No job is worth having no work-life balance for, which I value a lot. I just finished uni. There's no rush.
Can I speak on this?
Yeah.
Because I work 9-to-5. Cool. Cook, I'll be... So, huh?
That's a cook.
Yeah. Number one, I won't even lie to you. He's right. I'll be sorry.
100% he's right.
Because me, I only work 40 hours, Monday to Friday, right? Bro, I'm telling you, my salary is good. You know, commission's well, you know what I mean? But I can't lie... I hear it, bro, because there's days where I'm getting home at 7 o'clock. I have, 3-4 hours to myself before I sleep. And then I wake up, I'm already back at the office. It is not worth it. Because I can't work from home, so I'm in the office every single day. Hmm. And I can't lie to you, it is not easy dedicating your whole life to a job. I understand, you know, the job is paying you well after 50K, but really and truly 50k.
Well, no, but even you go deep, this 50k is based on a 70 hour work week.
That's what I'm saying. It's not worth
the
it.
The usual we do is 35 hours. Like 35 hours is a standard 9-to-5. Like,
is it?
Yeah, 35 hours. So we Monday to Friday, 9-to-5. Yeah. That's 35 hours.
And I do 40. Huh.
You used to do a little bit more, man. You've been
doing it. Bro, 5 hours, an extra hour is.
So, like, that 50K is really not even worth it because you're working that 50K. It's not like you're getting an additional spend. You get what I'm saying? Which I really agree, because it's crazy, because even as young as we are, like, we tend to want to grow up so quick to the point where, like, we're getting our jobs, we're doing all this kind of stuff, like, we're working, and we're just slaving ourselves when we should just be enjoying.
Yeah.
Like, we really should just be enjoying the finest things of life. Like, people... I feel for people, man, and I feel for our young, like, the young people as well, because we have to grow up so quick.
Cool, so obviously now it's July and we finished first year uni. I was gonna say, like, is there any advice, like, from that you now see? Oh, I'm gonna restart that. Cool, obviously, boom, it's July now. Obviously, you finished first year uni. Wow, congrats. What time, treacherous stuff.
What time, no.
We finished with the first class.
Congrats,
I don't think it matters like that, but obviously, I'm doing an internship, so it'll help. But now that we finished, is there any advice that you might have from first? Obviously, me and him.
Yeah,
being no, first year
from
uni,
what I've seen, yeah.
I say, it's so crazy, yeah, because I tend to see a lot of people who in reality, like, uni's a lonely place.
Moms.
And it can get real dark quickly.
Are you saying that from your own personal experience or just what you've seen?
No, what I've seen.
Okay.
I mean, even there's times where, like, I felt alone, but it was more of, like, me wanting to be alone in terms of thingy. But, like, uni's a very lonely place. Like, the amount of people that don't really have friends is kind of alarming. Because not everyone has
friends.
That, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, niggas aren't lucky. Like, I don't say lucky like us, but, like, obviously a lot of our group goes uni in Midlands, goes uni in thingy, so...
And it's crazy, like, the littlest of things can actually help. Like, just the checking up on people. But I feel like... I think it's a UK thing where people just feel like, you know... you don't want to intrude on someone's space, or you don't want, like, you get, like, they don't like reaching out.
You get, yeah, no, I understand, but I don't know. I feel like there's a times where you just got to move your pride aside. Do you know what I mean?
I'm telling,
like,
you, bro. No,
I've obviously, these men all go Midlands. I'm the only one stood back in South, obviously in Essex. So I'm alone majority of the time. And I remember I was down in the dumps, and this guy just called me. He's like, "Yo, you good, bro?" He said, "Just checking up on you." I don't know. It just felt like a weight lifted off my shoulder. Like,
bro, I'm taking like the little checkup.
Just check up on a guy, even if he airs you or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, you still did your part on messaging a bedroom, even to females as well. Like, just mention up on someone, because you might see someone you know. Mm-hmm. You might not be close, but you don't have to be close at them. But at least you just say, "Look, there's a party, or there's like a, you know, we're playing a game tonight. Do you want to come?" Something like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, just engage. Like, I feel like people, I feel so entitled to just keeping their own best friend group and realize, you know what, there's actually friends outside of my own group. Do you know what I mean?
And one thing that people tend to do is they go to parties like to kind of connect with people, get friends, but like, they go there and they just stand away thinking that it's gonna come to them. Like, it won't come to you if you just go to a party and you just stand there not interacting with
just
people.
Speak
like,
to someone, bro.
You can just compliment a guy's fit, bro. Your fit is cold. This is da da da. It costs nothing, bro. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, it's really nothing to even just compliment, like, someone be like, "Yo, you look good today. This is da da da." Just develop a conversation from there. Like,
you know, you don't have to. Like, and one thing I would definitely say, this for Mandem as well, have platonic females.
I'm telling you,
platonic friendships.
Some men don't know about that one.
Literally,
some guys don't know about that.
You actually, as much as it is, you know, having a girl that's bad or whatever, this, that, and third, or trying to move to this girl. Actually, have a female friend that
I can't believe. You know, some guys don't have any female friends. It's, bro, how do you insane. Operate?
It's weird, bro.
How it's do insane. You operate,
bro? Like, being in the space of someone who you just consider, like, you're not moving to this person at all. It's just a female friend.
Shout out to female
it would
friends,
really
man.
It would bro, really bro. Go a long way for you, because CRBs, like, bro,
just everything in it.
Even regardless of that, like, there's certain things that you can. There's certain conversations that you could just get an alternate view from a woman instead of your boys. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying, like. And that would really help you. Like, it would allow you to discover perspective. Because majority of the time, it's not a bad thing, but guys tend to, looking in a general sense, think the same way.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
No, I understand,
and when you get a woman's perspective, like, it's different. Like, you feel me? Like,
it goes a long way. Like, I remember when I was even having situations about, you know, with my past girl. Obviously, I don't like to talk about my business to other people, because I don't want people to start having an agenda against my, you know, my last person. But it's like, obviously, my platonic friend that I've gone through a lot with, and this, that, and the third, I'm able to tell them stuff. Obviously, and they know they wouldn't still judge my partner. So it's like, I'll go to her. I was like, "Look, I had a situation with my girl. Am I in the wrong for this, or am I right, or am I tweaking this, that, and the third?" And they'll lay it down. They'll be like, "Look, from a you might be right, but in a woman's perspective, you might be wrong." Like, for example, when I used to talk, because I'm a very blunt person, like, if I'm going to tell you something, I'm going to tell you something straight up. So I remember my girl, she got mad, and I was like, "Why are you mad at me for?" Like, what I said wasn't even that deep. And then she's like, "It's not what you said, it's how you said it." And I'm thinking, am I tweaking? So I went to speak to my female friend. I was like, "Yo, like, do you care more about what a guy says or about how he says it?" And it's like, "Oh, tone matters so much more than what you're saying. Because what you're saying, it might be a brush thing, where it's like the way you're saying it to me." I'm like, is it that serious? Yeah. It's like, I didn't think women see different things like that. But it's like, you wouldn't know, because it's like,
of course they fucking do.
Trying to move to every and single also, girl.
Yeah, I thought, damn, can I get
oh, yeah, sorry.
God damn. What's it called? I was going to say, my advice, it's not crazy. It's probably cliche anyways. Like, not cliche, but like, just make sure when you get to uni, you don't lose your faith in it. Not even
that, I think that's the big one.
Yeah, like, all you gotta do is go to church, because I can't lie, at uni, from what I've seen, my perspective is, especially the area that I go uni in, bro, people come, not everyone has sense. Like, guys will come around the freedom, they can't hack it, bro.
Yeah,
can't hack it. That's where niggas are falling into lust, deep getting involved with this and that. Guys are, you know what I'm saying?
And this just doesn't apply to people who never had freedom at home. It also applies to people who had freedom at home, because even when you're in uni and you're alone, it's very easy. Like, you could get,
you're just regulating,
you could lose yourself that quickly.
Like that.
You could lose it. All it takes is one thing, one trigger, and you could lose yourself that quickly. Yeah. Like, you need to be careful. Like, develop a community of, like, intelligent minded people.
who are very self-aware of that.
Or even just like-minded people.
And go to church.
And even then, like, what you got to do, even then, for me, obviously, I'm going to say go to church because I'm a Christian, but as long as you keep your morals intact, yeah, you'll be calm. Because, bro, 9 times out of 10, people go to uni, lose their mind. But obviously, just get yourself a good group of friends, like-minded individuals. Don't lose yourself. Lust is a big thing, I can't lie. That's one of the biggest, like, catches at uni. Some guys, yeah.
Bro, and peer pressure go uni, peer pressure is heavy.
Peer pressure. But when they go uni and they're around, like, all these girls, like, bro, some man lose themselves. Like, it's like they haven't, bro, have you been around women before? Like, calm down. Like,
girls lose themselves too, you know.
Of course they do, but yeah. I'm a guy.
I'm a guy. I'm
I can only talk about the guys that I've seen. Like, bro, there's sometimes, bro.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people, they forget themselves because they want to. I get
forget the home training as well.
Yeah, I get you're in a new environment. You might want to change your persona. You might want to try new things. But a lot of guys, they ain't true to themselves. Do you know what I mean? Even some girls as well. But again, we're just going to speak for guys. I feel like us at this age now, you know, 18 to 25, is really where you're going to go through a lot of individual battles.
Of course. And like it would, it would hit you so much to the fact that sometimes you might even be embarrassed to talk about these things to your friends.
No, of course.
You don't have a good relationship with your parents, so it's not like you just go ahead and tell them like, oh, this is what's happening. Like, so really you would just be pondering upon that stuff for literally in your mind 24/7. It's just recycling. You have to just find that one person. Me, I thank God that in all honesty, I'm a very strong-minded person where like, majority of the time, I tend to handle things myself.
Yeah.
And like, there's no situation that is ever too big for me and God to fix. But again, that extra mile of just leaning into this man, telling my friends that, yo, this is what I'm going through. Or even just talking to my church friends and all that. Just be like, oh, this is what I'm struggling with. This, and bro, it's a no judgment zone. Like, the struggles that you're struggling, another person is struggling too.
Of course.
Another person that's been to that struggle. That,
yeah.
Another person has overcome that struggle. So it's, they're people that will always help. Like, you just have to be willing to want to reach out. Like, if you don't speak, no one would know.
Question.
You feel me?
Would any of you man ever go therapy?
Nah, bro. I feel like therapy make me lose my swag. I'm not going to lie to you, still.
That's an insane thing to say. Is that crazy? Well, I feel like it is crazy.
Nah, I don't need therapy.
I feel like...
You know how funny I am? If I went therapy, bro, my hilariousness is going out the window.
I feel like I need therapy.
I have so many...
We're just actually getting percy, okay?
It's not percy, no, it's not percy. You never said what it is.
I feel like I need therapy.
I actually think I need therapy.
Would I do it? No. But I feel like I need therapy.
I can abide by that, bro.
100%.
I'll be so real.
Would I do it? No, but I need it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest about it. It's not worse because really and truly it's like, I know deep down, like, I'm not trying to go too down a spiral, yeah, but I've got some traumas that I know I still
need. I'm a real nigga, though.
I still need healing about.
You feel me?
I guess.
I'm like, I don't want to waste my money going to talk about it to someone.
Yeah, real niggas don't get no
therapy. I don't think it's waste of money. If you need it, you need it, innit?
No.
Nigga, I mean, I'm chilling. I'm good.
Nah,
I need it for sure. But
I feel like there's some doors that still need closing, but
there's some doors that need opening. Cause me, I close them doors down.
Nah,
very deep.
Pause.
How is that?
It's
even?
The way you said it.
How is that suspicious?
It's the way you say it.
Anyway, guys are getting emotional on the pod and that. Let's just move on.
It's not even getting emotional. We're just talking freely. Like,
question: why are you not like an actual like emotional person?
Are you scared?
I'm not scared of emotion.
No,
because you have certain man. You have certain man that are afraid to be vulnerable.
I'm not afraid to be vulnerable.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm fucking not. No, I'm not.
What do you mean he's not?
Hey, bro, if I had to cry, like, I would cry.
There was one time in the car, like when we dropped you off. No.
Grab him like.
Nah, relax. So, like, you didn't cry or nothing, but like you said something to me. I was like, damn. I was like, I'm just not emotional.
I
won't say he does it by choice, but I feel like it's just him. Like,
who's the most emotional out of the group? Mm. Not out three of us. Like,
Erastus. You're the most emotionally intelligent as well.
Is it?
Bro,
if you had a problem, you're gonna go to but he's the most. It's part of it.
No, who's the most emotional? Emotional is what I'm talking about.
Him.
Are you sure?
I think.
Me?
I mean, his problems might be bigger, but it's not that. But I'm just saying, like, I think Josh is.
I was going to say Kajo.
Yeah, of course he is, bro. This guy tells me he's gonna thunder's gonna strike me like every day. For
nah,
no reason.
Nah, bro. I can't lie. One thing I always do like every morning that when I pray, I actually pray for you guys because, bro, I won't even lie to you. No.
Wait.
What I mean is.
What are you talking about?
Wait, no, because obviously I know like guys, they don't talk about like their problems, but guys are going through it. Do you know what I mean?
Nah, we're not mature enough for this convo.
I'm telling you, I
love you, bro. I appreciate you, bro. I wasn't ready for that one. Still,
but you don't pray for your people.
No, I do, but I wasn't expecting it.
Huh?
You okay with my bro?
Nah,
would you would you mind ever cry in front of us?
No, we've established this.
No.
I can never cry.
I will cry. No, if I had to cry, I'll cry in a
on the pod. The only person I'll cry in front of is T. DT, hell no.
You can cry in front of me, my bro. I'm very, as I said
this off camera when we last spoke about this.
Based on history,
bro, I'm a good person. History,
you can't cry in front of this guy because he'll bring up to you.
Yeah.
That's not to say on camera. Cut it out.
It's in the past, No, it's just something crazy.
Because the thing is, you know, if you be driving, TikTok will come up. I remember when you just...
Bro, you can cry in front of me, bro.
Nah, I can't cry in front
of you. Bro, when's the last time you man cried? Come on, bro. You can cry in front of the mandem. Like, I'm not going to judge.
Last time I cried, damn. I cried when I failed my driving test for the second time, bro. That hit me so deep. Because I must have gone... My driving instructor must have dropped me to the train station. And I just sat down and tears just dropped from my eyes.
Bro, why are you laughing?
Why are you laughing?
No, I'm sad for you. I feel the... Like, I'm an empath.
Nah, that's insane.
You were sniggering, bro.
That's insane.
I feel the pain that you're feeling.
That's insane.
You failed it. If you failed it, I failed it.
I failed twice.
Where's my driving... I would throw it away. Because if you failed, I failed as well.
Like, you're taking a piss,
bro.
Come. Just come real quick. But it's actually crazy. Like I shed, like bro, I don't even know what happened to me. I just sat down, and tears just dropped, and I was just dropping life. Like
it was
an emotional moment because I failed twice, and I was like, bro, there's no way I've invested that much money. Like I wanted to surprise my family with it, like because I was coming back home that day, and bro, tears were just dropping. Like that's insane. See, this is why I don't get emotional in front of these men, because like. They just take the piss.
Bro,
out of
he's a wild
ass. You're adding too much. Yeah. I was going to surprise my family and I failed. Oh my days, come on, bro.
You joke off the train station.
Oh my days, this is like that meme. You know that meme where it was that I was molested?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The last time I cried was probably when I landed my job at the start of the year.
I hear it, bro.
Because I can't lie, I was, bro.
You've been praying for that?
No cheese in my pocket, bro. Mm. I was like, I need some money somehow.
Couldn't even take a go at McDonald's.
I'm a bang your face because it was never that low. Times are low, but McDonald's is not that low.
Oh my days, man.
Nah. It's because obviously last year, I'm not going to talk about where I worked, but I worked fast food. Because I did extra year in college. I worked fast food. So like when I go through my snap and I see like what I was doing this time last year, it was like crazy. So it was like when I landed my job, like I was like crazy. Like,
thank God.
We thank God.
Praise
God,
beautiful. Man. What about you?
2022, September. 4th.
What happened?
At 4 p.m. Don't worry. What happened? Just know. It's a time.
Damn.
You need Jesus.
He's in my life and I love him. Amen. Praise
Amen.
Him.
Amen.
Every time.
Amen.
Again and again.
Now that's beautiful though. Nah, but it's so good to see like...
Hold on. Why so precise?
Because it was probably a very critical moment. Like,
you know?
I hear it. But you know, there was a time here back in Nigeria where I must have done something to this girl. And she cursed me, like she was crying. She was crying, and it was on her birthday. And it wasn't a curse. A curse is a wrong word, but it's just the way it happened. To me, it felt like a curse. Well, basically, I did something to her, and she was crying, innit?
Hold on, what did you do?
I can't remember what I did, but I did something to her, and she was crying. I basically made her cry that day, and then she was like, "Oh, on your birthday, you would cry," and I was like, "You know me, like you just really disregard that, whatever, cool." My birthday is come on that day now. Everything is going well. This is whatever. And then it's in the evening. And then for some reason, like, I just started deep in life. And I just started crying.
When was this?
It was back in Nigeria, like, time ago. But I just started deep in life and I just started crying. And then I just remember that this girl then said, this is that. The next day I went to grab her. I was like, yo, like.
Bro, this is like the fifth time you grabbed me today.
Sorry, my bad. I went to grab her. I was like, yo, like, what are you doing to me? It was just crazy. I just started sharing that. Like.
You man cry bears. I hear it. I respect it though. Like,
what do you mean?
You're just in your tune with your like emotions.
This is years ago, my nigga. Like,
I know, but I'm just saying, like, I'm glad you can share this in front of me still. Anyway, so basically on Shade Borough, I was going to talk about, like, I mean, we're probably even guilty as well, but that's how the game goes, isn't it?
We.
I was going to, we as on the podcast, but it's weird, isn't it? Because, bro, I'm tired of the Shade Borough, bro. All of these fucking topics that just get recycled, like, it's all flipping. It feels like it travels from the Shade Room all the way to the Shade Bar, and then it becomes like these talking points in the UK. I mean, we're probably guilty, but like,
I don't think we really recycle like that because there's always a twist to everything we say.
No,
we don't.
Not.
We don't recycle
us
like that.
Or like thingy.
Us ourselves,
bro. But we're not. We can't be so innocent. There's no way we retwist everything that's said. There's certain talking points, yeah, that will always get traction on social media. Mm. My point being that it feels like a lot of the talking points that circle the UK, even these ones like, oh, who pays on the first date and this and that. These talking points, bro, they get recycled every couple months. And they, I feel like for me, it comes from America.
100%.
It'll come from Shade, the Shade Room, travel to the Shade Borough, and it just like, but it's like...
Same cycle.
It's the same cycle, bro. It keeps getting reused and revamped and... It's
because content creators are not hungry enough anymore.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you feel like we... don't grind as we used to.
We're not as hungry as we used to be.
Now I'm hungry.
Nah, we're hungry.
We're hungry. We're hungry, but we're not trying to cook.
Yeah.
So we're going down this. We're going down this route again. I don't want to go down.
We don't have to go down this route. But I'm just saying, like, people don't want it as much as they say they do.
No one's trying to get in the kitchen. It's fair, right?
Doing too much, but yeah. I hear you.
You killed me with that one still.
Yeah.
It's fair.
No one's again. I'm in the kitchen, bro. I'm just not cooking anything yet.
No, I can say.
But
the ingredients are there, but I just know how to cook.
I've got to watch a YouTube video first, tutorial.
Yes. I feel like with time, you know, the stew will settle.
Yeah.
It can make jollof as well.
Plantain.
Palai?
Yeah. Plantain too still.
Plantain will be fried. Well. The oil will be hot.
Okay, you're going too far now. What do you mean by that?
No, I was just talking about the time we tried to make plantain. But let's end it here, right?
No, we still got a bit.
Because we need to make that TikTok. Should we not do it here?
Yeah, we can do it here.
Ah, cool. Should we end it?
We don't have the time to talk about the Jonathan Majors thing as well,
bro.
Oh no, we need to talk.
Let's wrap it up on this, bro. I can't lie. I lie on Christ. Let my woman get picked up by another man and he look at me dead in the eye on my life. 8 people in that area.
Do you know how crazy that is? Basically, the bottom line is Jonathan Majors was with his girl Megan Good and Michael Ealy came.
Insert clip.
Grabbed the woman
by waist
up with cheeks hanging out. Well, not hanging out, but like she was caked
up.
Tell,
you so can tell she, yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Looked at the guy, dabbed another guy beside him, came back to the girl, grabbed her like this, took pictures.
And do you know what's funny? Jonathan Majors, if you watch it well, look at Jonathan Majors the whole time.
He was fumbling with his bag.
And then he looked at her, she looked at him, and the way she kind of looked like, did I do something wrong? Bro.
Hey, bro, we know about them hugs there. You might never give one of them hugs before.
No, but this is the thing. As a man who's been on the front end of that, like he's been on the front end of carrying a woman like that or treating a woman like that in front of a man.
You have,
huh?
You done that?
No, one of my guys though. But like, I'm speaking
on his behalf.
On his behalf.
Oh,
yeah.
Understandable.
As a guy who's done that,
Balashi.
You know what that means, right? She probably getting clapped like behind scenes.
Drag. Let's just be mature, man. Let's just be mature, but
we know what's happening though.
We know what's happening. We know what them hugs mean, bro. You see when you hug a girl like that in front of a man, oh my, two hands.
That's a crash out moment though, do you not think?
Crash out?
But he can't crash out, bro. He's already had a crash out before. Look at how that happened.
Mums, you can't do your second time.
You can't do your second time?
Well, what would you guys do in that situation?
Oh, it's my first time.
Someone comes
out
and hugs my girl.
It's my
like
first
that
time, so I can crash out.
What, two hands around my girl, lips are up in front of me?
You see, he grabbed the waist, but I'm gonna grab the nigga's neck like.
Do you think that's grounds to break up with a girl? Do you think that's grounds to break up?
Of course it is. How can my girl get lifted up in the air?
That's public disrespect, though.
Imagine if the nigga...
If it wasn't on public, no. If it is, yes.
In public, behind the closed doors, it's a buzz. How can you let a man lift up your girl in front of you?
To be honest, she leaned in for a hug. She didn't know he was going to lift him up.
I don't care. Then you go have a problem with a guy.
She decided to put her legs up like this.
And she was smiling too much after, bro.
She was smiling too
much. My girl, a girl that I'm with personally, if a nigga tries to pick you up, you should slap that nigga in the face, bro.
I watch UFC, you know, that's on the saying. Nigga's face, bro.
Bro.
That's the pinnacle of disrespect. That's basically like, Michael Ealy took his masculinity away from him.
Okay, drag.
Because he didn't do nothing, though. Like,
you can't do nothing, bro.
That's weird. I know we're talking about crashing out niggas, but it's the second time. You can't crash on another person.
That's insane. Anyways, we're going to call it a day from there. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you for sticking by. Thank you for always staying with ECP. This summer is going to get crazy, hopefully, where it will be good. But thank you very much. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, and make sure you put your dilemmas into the flipping dilemma tick. Yeah. And without further ado.
Yeah. Explain what it is.
Oh, the dilemmas?
Yeah, bro.
Okay, cool. So basically is where you put your dilemmas on there. You put your dilemmas on there and then we read out the dilemmas. So anything you want, it's on our Instagram page in the Google Forms. So just put your dilemmas there. We'll read it out on the thing and we'll let you know our thoughts. But without further ado, thank you very much for sticking by and we hope you have a blessed time. Peace out.